Amen. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free. We are recovering from a server crash earlier this week. I'd say probably 95% of the site is operating correctly, functioning correctly, though there is a chance you'll run into a bug. If so, do report it on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. But otherwise, enjoy all of the free features at freetalklive.com. We start things out here tonight with a good friend and a guest, a frequent guest on the show. It's Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. You must have something positive going on with DownsizeDC.org. What is going on these days?
Well, I think the most exciting thing for all of us is that Congress is out of session at the moment. They
yes.
went home and had turkey just like the rest of us.
That means they can do minimal damage if they're not in Washington, D.C., right?
Exactly.
But they certainly do get busy when they get back.
Yes, they do. And we're keeping an eye on a couple of things. Right now, there's a potential that they're going to damage the vitamin manufacturer's business. And if you're taking vitamins, they may be coming after you. Right before they left to go off to elections, they decided to go after poker websites and try to cut off their ability to do transactions. They
mm-hmm.
inserted that into another bill in dealing with ports. Not sure what the connection between ports and poker is, but
they both start with the letter P.
Yes.
And,
there you go. See,
and there's an O.
I was looking for that all
right.
along, and I didn't know what the connection was, and now I know.
It's that simple.
And we're still trying to fight the this attempt to do warrantless wiretapping and eavesdropping on American citizens' internet and phone activities.
So you're always busy keeping an eye on, keeping tabs on what the government is up to there in Washington. And, of course, Downsize DC, one of my favorite organizations. DownsizeDC.org is the website. We invite everybody to head over there and learn about what it is essentially. And, Jim Babka, could you describe what Downsize DC, the function of your organization is? What is the point of its existence?
Well, DownsizeDC.org is seeking to build an army that is so large that Congress can't ignore it, so large that we can begin to get the message out of smaller government everywhere, every day. And the way that we're doing this is we have issues that we're targeting, and we are communicating with Congress. What we do is give people a portal where they can come in very quickly and simply register with their basic contact information, find out who their representative and two senators are, and then they can use the system from there to send a personalized message that is served over to the web forms on the congressperson and senator's web pages all simultaneously. And because it's personalized, because their contact information is included, the congressional office knows that they're hearing from a constituent, and those messages are counted and read.
Yeah, they are read. I can say that even though my messages can be personalized, I always get a robotic message back from my congresspeople. For instance, if I one of the things you'll do is you'll send out periodic updates, because there are issues that you've been following for a long time, like, say, Real ID is one of them, this government,
mm-hmm.
this plan for the government to institute a national identity card. And every periodically, maybe once a month or something like that, you'll send out a message to the downsizers that essentially says, okay, well, we need you to hit your representatives again. And you make it so easy. All you have to do is essentially click a link, log in, and, of course, logging in and getting registered is completely free. You log in, then you basically just click a couple more times, and all of a sudden you've sent off a message to your representative. But it seems like they just have this automatic, somebody is reading it, because what they do is, there's an aide or something like that, congressional aide, that reads the messages that comes in, and then he clicks over, I guess, to some sort of a form letter response, and they print it out, and then they actually use the mail system, the USPS, to send me a piece of mail with the exact same message that I got, you know, a month before. And I love their responses, because they're so canned. The response, at least here in New Hampshire, I guess some people, I've read some messages on our bulletin board system that says some people don't even hear back from anybody.
Well, when I was in Florida,
yeah.
I didn't hear back from any of my Congress critters.
I didn't either.
But now that I'm in New Hampshire, I hear back from a couple of them.
Right. Well, it's interesting the way, what they say. They'll write, for instance, they'll write both sides of the issue. They'll take the Real ID issue and they'll say, well, supporters of Real ID say this. And then they'll enumerate a few points about why Real ID is supposedly a good idea. And then they'll say, and then the opponents say this. Rest assured, I'm keeping your thoughts in mind. Thanks very much. They don't actually ever take a position. Even if you ask for them to take a position, they'll never actually respond to you. They'll never take a position. It's amazing.
And we're not actually all that worried about it, because what we're doing is that every time we go into one of these campaigns, guys, we're focused on one thing, and that's the end game. We want to have an army so big they can't ignore it. It's been said that God is on the side of the bigger battalions.
That's a good point.
Never before has Congress been held accountable for so many things as we're going to hold them accountable for. Never before has a force been marshaled like we're going to marshal. And every campaign we go into, our number one objective is to come out of it bigger and stronger than we were before, and that's happening. We just, in the last 48 hours, crossed 23,800 email subscribers to our Downsizer Dispatch list.
That's fantastic.
We're going to keep growing that and growing that and growing that so that it becomes so big that we can get that message out everywhere, every day, so that they can't escape it. We're going to change the very issues that they're debating about, that they're talking about, that they have to campaign on, that they have to respond to media and public inquiry on when they're back home in their district.
Right. Now, it's easy for them to look at one message. I used to say on this show, I used to say, don't waste your time writing your representatives. It's not going to do any good. And without Downsize DC, I still believe that to be true. For instance, if I'm a representative and I get this this email in from one of my constituents and it says, please end the war on drugs, and I say, oh, it's just one guy, just write him a form letter, send it back. But if 100,000 people write in, or 10,000 people write in on that one issue, maybe, just maybe, they'll pay some attention and they'll realize that maybe the tides are shifting in America.
And it's not worth writing your representative or senator if you sit down with a pencil and paper and then you write out a letter.
What a waste of time.
And then you go through and you proofread it, so you write it again, so it's a little neater and there's no spelling errors. And then you fold it up, put it in an envelope,
yeah,
spend 39 cents to send it to them. It's just not worth the trouble because they don't care. But when Downsize DC does it, they're receiving thousands and thousands of emails that are personalized from the person on each issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jim, could you enumerate Read the Bills for us? Because to me, that seems like just the most important thing you guys are doing.
It's definitely a key issue, I think, for Downsize.
Yeah, you know what? It's really important with this port security situation. Here we had a bill that was passed dealing with port security, and they decided at the last minute, the Senate Majority Leader did, to insert, used his authority to insert an anti-gaming provision, going after poker players of all people. And, Texas Hold'em Poker is a true threat to the Republic, and that had to be included in this port security bill. And we all woke up the next morning. Nobody knew it was happening until the next morning we woke up and learned the news that he had done this.
Right. It's such a great example of how many legislators voted on this, had no idea that this particular provision was in this, thousands.
They don't read it. They don't read
that hundreds or thousands of page long document that they passed.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And under the Read the Bills Act, the provision that would have stopped this is a 7-day waiting period, a 7-day cooling off period. Congress seems to think that we needed 7 days at one point before we could buy certain weapons. Now we say, hey, look, 7 days before you assault us with legislation. And during that 7 days, the bill has to be posted on the Internet so that the public has a chance to read it, the watchdog groups, talk show hosts like yourselves. And so that 7-day waiting period would have stopped this from happening, because the poker players would have been alerted to what was about to happen to them, and they would have had a chance to respond. The other provision is an actual requirement for Congress to actually read the laws that they pass. Not enough that we read them and are checking up on them. They should be doing their job. We say no legislation without representation, and for us that means that if they want to cast a yes vote to spend more money, to add new programs or keep existing ones, then they should have to have read the bill and sign an affidavit saying that they have read or have heard read the bill. And it's this heard read part that kind of cracks some people up, because the heard read part is that we require a quorum, which the Constitution defines as 50% plus one of the members, to actually sit and listen to a word-for-word, in-order reading of the bill by the clerk. We believe that if that provision was in place, they would have to begin making choices. In 2005, Congress passed 13,988 individual pieces of pork. On Capitol Hill, they call those earmarks. And when it, those pork items totaled up to $27 billion with a B.
You know what I love the most, and hang on, Jim Bapka, we'll come back to you here in a moment. What I love the most about the Read the Bills Act is that it's nonpartisan. You know, nobody can say, oh, that's attacking the Republicans or that's attacking the Democrats. Who could possibly disagree with the idea of ensuring that these representatives actually read the laws that they're passing? Who could disagree with that? 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give them away And that does include the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. I believe we are getting the email problem worked out. One of the minor glitches we're ironing out on our website is that when you sign up for the BBS, it's not sending out the email verification. So I'm being told that's probably going to be worked out sometime tonight. Do bear with us if you can't get in there. You can still go in and read all of the posts that are there.
Right, you can come in as a guest,
right,
but you won't be able to sign up and get registered.
But once it's back up and running, and by the end of the weekend should be the latest, once it's back up, there's 140,000 posts there for you, over 1,200 people interacting, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go back to our guest, Jim Babka, the president of DownsizeDC.org, and I recommend that everybody head over as soon as they get in front of a computer to DownsizeDC.org, get signed up for the service. It's very simple and all completely free. It's basically you just spend a couple minutes of time signing up, and then at that point you get a login, and then once you sign up, you get on the DownsizeDC dispatch list. And Jim, as you mentioned, there's over 23,000 people that are currently on the DownsizeDC dispatch list. Jim, you will then send out periodic informational emails to the those who have signed up, essentially asking them to take action and to head over to DownsizeDC.org and basically click a couple links and thereby send out a personalized email to your elected representatives on specific issues. And you don't have to go and do them all, though I do every single one you send out.
Same here.
You can pick and choose the ones that interest you most. And what we're talking about right now is the Downsize DC Read the Bills Act, just a brilliant concept that, in essence, if this actually gets passed, it's a law that you guys have created that, if it gets passed, will mandate that all the members of the House and the Senate actually read, for the first time ever in some cases, the laws that they are passing. And there's a variety of provisions that apply to it. But before we went to break, I was saying the brilliance, one of the brilliant things about the Read the Bills Act is who could oppose it?
I know. Legislators.
Well, okay, besides them, besides the legislators, individuals, Democrats, Republicans, Greens, Libertarians, nobody could really oppose this idea. I mean, making the legislators read the laws themselves before they pass them, I think it's a brilliant idea. But you have been getting some legislators who have been in opposition to this concept. What are their excuses, Jim, for not wanting to read the bills that they sign and pass?
Well, they have a lot of important work to do, Ian, and now they can't possibly be experts on all of the matters that they're asked to vote and consider on, and they delegate some of that authority to committees. And they delegate some of that authority to staff. The problem is you didn't elect the committees, and you certainly didn't elect the staff to represent you. You sent a representative to go, and he took a responsibility on. If he was an attorney, and many of them are, or he was an accountant, and some of them are, or he was a business owner, and some of them are, and we've pretty much covered most of the people that are in Congress with those three designations, they understand what power of attorney means. They understand what fiduciary responsibility means. They know that when you have power of attorney, when you have fiduciary responsibility, and you're signing documents on behalf of someone, you have a responsibility not only to read the document, but to actually understand what is in the document, what it means. We didn't even ask that much. We're simply asking them to stop, to pause, to deliberate, which is what the founding fathers designed them to do, to read their bills.
But they claim that they're so, you mentioned they're busy, they claim they have so much legislation to pass, they would never be able to read all of the bills, and they have to just pass all the legislation because it's helping the country, so-called.
Of course, they expect us to follow this legislation that they pass.
Yeah, ignorance of the law is no excuse unless you're a congressman, apparently. And you know, what we really need to do is to begin to hold them accountable in this way. We believe that the real benefit of the Read the Bills Act, we are, after all, Downsized D.C., is that they will have to begin making choices. That was the point I was attempting to make before we went to the break. They couldn't possibly vote on all the pork that they have available to them. They just wouldn't have time. They wouldn't be able to consider a lot of the things that they're doing because they just wouldn't have time. And they would have to begin to make choices, and that would mean that the government would begin to get smaller. There would be a whole bunch of areas that they meddle in that they would no longer be able to meddle in.
Ooh, since you mentioned the government getting smaller, it reminded me of another provision of Read the Bills. Does it not also specify that whenever a bill comes up for, or whenever a law comes up for sunset or renewal, that they also have to read that law?
That is correct. And then at some point we're going to add pressure there too. One of our provisions down the road will be a sunset provision for everything that's in the federal government. But there are some things that do sunset. The Patriot Act, for example, is when it came up for renewal, almost all of it came up for renewal, and they would have actually had to read that entire thing before they would have been able to pass it. And I guarantee you that these bills will get smaller. These bills will get clearer if they have to be read, if
sure.
they have to be read aloud, and they have to be understood. If people know that they can check in on Congress 7 days before they're actually going to vote, because, by the way, that's when people begin to pay attention. I wish we could get people to pay attention when a bill's first introduced or when it's in a gets voted out of a committee, but people don't take it really, really, really seriously until it's just about to get voted on. That's the time that the public's paying attention. That's
true.
The time it needs to be available and printed online.
Now, you also have the Write the Bills Act as sort of a complement to the Read the Bills. What's that all about?
Yeah, Write the Laws is a provision that actually deals with the bureaucracy, and I would describe it very simply this way. They pass a whole bunch of laws. They act like laws, they're regulations, but they have the same effect, the same penalties and so forth and sanctions that laws do. And they are not the legislative branch. The Constitution very clearly spelled out that it was the legislative branch that was to make the laws, and it was the executive branch that was to enforce them.
So wait, let's give an example of what you're talking about here. For instance, the Congress might have created the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the agency that regulates electronic devices, the radio and television broadcast industries, etc. They created that organization, but then the bureaucrats within the FCC are busily writing new regulations, not laws, but regulations that also apply to radio stations, and you're saying that's not the way it's supposed to work.
No, the way I would the comparison I would make for that everybody could understand is, let's say, Ian, that you owned a fancy sports car and you loaned it to Mark.
Okay.
You said, Mark, here's
a really bad idea.
I know. You're going out of town, and you want Mark to take care of the car while you're gone. You say, look, you can drive it if you want, and so Mark drives it. But while you're out of town, I see Mark, and Mark goes, yeah, I got this hot sports car. And I say, that's really cool. Can I drive it? He says, sure. Here's the keys.
Mm.
Well, you didn't tell Mark he had the right to delegate those keys to me. You only delegated them to him. That was the authority he was given. The Constitution
right.
delegated the authority from the American people to the House of Representatives and the Senate to legislate. They do not have the right to take the keys and hand them to the executive branch and say IRS, FCC, FDA, FEC, etc., have the right to begin promulgating all kinds of codes. And what these bureaucrats do is whatever powers they were limited to, they'll stop there, but a lot of things are left wide open in this legislation for them to interpret, and they always interpret it in favor, surprise, surprise, of more regulation,
sure.
more control, more tax, more expense, more paperwork.
Right, and as though it wasn't ludicrous enough to suggest that the American people are supposed to know the law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, the Congress won't even read the laws that they pass. They don't even know what the bureaucrats are writing. I mean, the Congress doesn't even know what they're passing. How could they possibly have any idea what the FCC and the IRS and all these other bureaucracies are creating as far as regulations?
Right, and right now, and I just want to mention this, there's a scheme that's being worked on. You're hearing a lot about it, and you're probably in your email inboxes, for North American Union. If Write the Laws was in place, it would stop these bureaucrats from being able to negotiate behind our backs to create this union.
DownsizeDC.org, full of good ideas. Jim, if you can hold on, we're going to bring you back here.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Do you have a question for Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org? Now would be a good time to call in with it. 800-259-9231. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, or if you've got a question for Jim Babka, the president of DownsizeDC.org, 1-800-259-9231. That is the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and we've got dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo in order to prove that they listen to the show. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Jim Babka from downsizedc.org back on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim, has anyone gotten in touch with you about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum?
Yes, they have.
And I'm just wondering, is there anything in the works? Are you going to be available and possibly attending?
Oh, nobody has actually gotten in touch with me to come speak, no. But
shame
someone has
on
gotten,
them.
They have gotten in touch with me saying that they wanted to promote their event.
I see. Well, that's, you know what they should do? They should get in touch with you and tell you they want you to speak, in which case then you'll promote the event anyway. They should.
You better believe I will.
You'd think they would have gotten that one figured out. I'll make sure to suggest some things to the appropriate people on that one, because I consider you one of the most influential libertarians in America, and therefore I think you should be in attendance and
speak. Well, thank you very much.
And of course, what you're doing with DownsizeDC.org is what I'm referencing when I say influential. You are actually leveraging the power of the Internet to influence those members of Congress, your little Congress critters. They normally like to ignore you, But when you get together with other constituents, when you get together with other individuals and take your issues to Congress, then it gets to a point at which they just can't ignore us anymore. And that's what you're doing, Jim. You're building just, as you put it, an army, though I would suggest it's probably a nonviolent army, a large group of people that care about liberty in general, though that's, I don't even know if that's really even a prerequisite to be involved with DownsizedDC.org.
No, really, the only prerequisite is that you believe that government should be smaller, and most of the American public believes that.
That's true.
When I say downsize D.C., a lot of I have conversations with people all across the political spectrum, including people who are absolutely not interested in politics, who get excited when they hear the phrase and understand what happens. I was just out of state here this week, met a complete stranger. He happened to be a funeral home operator, and told him what we did. He doesn't vote, but he got very excited by what we're doing and promised to go check out the website because he thinks all politics is crooked. But he definitely wants the government to be smaller, and he doesn't want it meddling in his life, and he was interested in what we had to offer.
It's fantastic. It's just a great way to reach out to a variety of people and get them involved. And it's so easy to get involved. It's completely free at DownsizedDC.org. You get registered, and then you just take action. And as I was saying before, when you get registered, you get signed up for the Downsized DC Dispatch. Now, Jim, you're not selling anybody's email address or anything like that. You're not doing anything shifty, are you?
No, no. We, in fact, the email addresses are protected completely. The information is protected completely. We don't share that personal information. We have been known to rent our mailing list from time to time, and only those who donate to the organization and give us permission to use their name in such a way. But the list itself is only used exclusively by DownsizedDC.org and the Downsized DC Foundation to communicate with the people who have requested the information.
So you go to DownsizedDC.org, you get registered, scroll down through the list. You don't even have to get registered if you just want to see what sort of issues you guys are attacking, because you're about more than just read the bills and write the laws. Those are a couple of things we highlighted earlier in the show. There's you take on individual issues. What are some of the other issues that are, on the forefront at Downsized DC right now?
I would say the biggest one is this warrantless wiretapping that Congress wants to give the president the authority to do. Laws were broken, and now after the fact they want to cover up the fact that those laws were broken, immunize those who were involved in breaking the law and not obtaining warrants, and give them permission to begin kind of just randomly going through your emails and your phone calls if you're making international calls to find out if there's anything of interest there that they might want to actually obtain a warrant for. And we want to put a stop to that. We believe it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and we want to put a stop to it. There's vitamins are being going after right now. They may do something before this lame duck session's over. We've got a campaign involved there to protect the supplement manufacturers.
Yeah, that's a fresh one. I saw that an email come through earlier this week about that. What can you give me a little more info? I mean, how is it they're threatening vitamin manufacturers? What's going on?
Well, they want to create a new form of reporting that would be required. Let's say you go to the hospital because you ate something that didn't agree with you, or you ate too much, and they have to pump your stomach or something, and they say, well, what did you consume today? And you mentioned that you consumed vitamins. Well, they would then put together an adverse event report, and they would want to know who the manufacturer is. Then the manufacturer would be responsible for justifying that their vitamin did not cause the adverse event, as opposed to usually we have doctors that determine that. Well, the vitamin company would have to step in and defend itself.
And you would think in the United States that you'd be innocent until proven guilty, but apparently these vitamin companies in this case would be guilty until they were able to prove they were innocent.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. But, you know, the thing is that all of this is written so vaguely, and it's so that it gives the FDA more arbitrary power. And we talked earlier about bureaucrats with arbitrary power. We don't want that arbitrary power. The part of the problem with this bill is its lack of specificity, and part of it is that it really is an attempt. It's yet another attempt by the FDA to get control of this supplement industry. They want to treat vitamins like drugs instead of food. They want to make it so that they can eventually regulate them and make them prescription-based.
And consequently raising the price of them, because once
dramatic.
The big drug manufacturers get a hold of that, they're going to make something patentable instead of just a vitamin.
Exactly.
And I shouldn't have to go to the doctor to get a prescription to go get some vitamin C or a multi. And that's crazy.
That's exactly right.
Wow. So that's something. Another one of the issues you can take action on over at DownsizedDC.org. All right. So, Jim, you said Congress is out of session right now. They're going to be back soon, though. What's in the future for Downsized DC? What do you see coming up here in the next, early 2007, end of 2007?
You know, we've got some good and some bad. We've got a brand new Congress coming in with brand new majorities and brand new plans. We've got the six issues in 06. You know, some of the bad includes the minimum wage. We want to defend those who deserve to be defended, those in the inner cities who are hurt the most, whose unemployment rises the worst in the face of minimum wage increases. Congress will be considering that right away within the first 100 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to attempt to reimpose gun control laws that they haven't been able to get passed for several years now. We're going to have to stand in the gap for that. On the positive side, I think there's going to be some movement and potentially even some change and reform that occurs on the marijuana issue.
It's possible. I wouldn't get my hopes up, but it could happen.
I think we're going to move a lot closer. I don't think it's going to happen here in 2007 either. But, you know, we're going to push hard to see what we can make happen. We're going to work with other organizations like the Marijuana Policy Project and on the previous issue, Gun Owners of America. We're going to push these issues, and some of them are negative, some are positive. It's a new Congress with new opportunities and new problems.
What I think is one of the neatest things about DownsizedDC.org is that you guys, like you say, you're going to work with Marijuana Policy Project. You're going to work with Gun Owners of America. These are two very different groups made up of very different people with differing interests. However, if you're working with MPP and you get some people on board with the Downsized DC Dispatch and they tune into the emails that you send out, they might have come on board because they were concerned with marijuana, but then they get all these different emails from you on other issues that might actually help raise awareness for issues they might not have ever even considered before. And I think it's a great way to sort of expand people's horizons without them really necessarily expecting to.
You know, we've had, there's another host that's had me on his show fairly regular as well, and he's had high praise for our Downsizer Dispatch. And Ian and Mark, that's a tool that we use on purpose to educate people, to have really a conversation, a dialogue. We write it in a very personal tone, explaining in popular, easy-to-understand language what's really at stake and what's really going on in a way that transcends partisan lines. And in effect, as you put it, raising awareness or consciousness on issues that maybe people wouldn't have thought about otherwise.
Yep.
So all these left, right, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, libertarian lines all seem to fade away, and we unite people on principle as opposed to party.
Awesome.
Which divides.
Very cool. Jim Babka, did you want to share anything else with us tonight?
You know, I love Free Talk Live, and I'm really curious, where are you guys at right now on the podcast?
Well, you know what? We're still sitting at number 4. It's such a difficult contest. We're number 4 out of 25,000, so, I mean, on the scheme of things, we're doing pretty well. But those other three guys that are ahead of us, a couple of Harry Potter shows, I mean, we're up against Harry Potter, Jim. This is no easy task. I know you've got kids.
Well, you know,
kids, not
as many people read these emails we send out on Thanksgiving weekend. So thanks so much, guys, for having me on.
Thanks, Jim. You know we'll have you back, and thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take it easy. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are there. Completely free. Though we do ask that you vote for the show to help us out. I mean, if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live maybe recruit some more listeners, then voting would be the best way to do that. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. That's what Jim Babka from downsizedc.org was asking about earlier. I mentioned we were number 4 out of 25,000 something podcasts in the world, and that's pretty good being number 4. But we're less than 100. I think we're about 100 votes away from being number 1, and that is easily something that we could accomplish this month. Only a few days. It's a month-long voting contest, so only a few days remain.
We're only 3 votes off of number 3.
That's pretty good.
We could be number 3.
Easily be number 3.
Very easily.
If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, but you can only vote if you've not done so far this month. It's a once-a-month voting process. It takes you maybe less than a minute of your time at vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us, so we'd really appreciate it. All right. Let's go to the gas pump, shall we, Mark?
Okay.
According to the Denver Post, those dastardly corporations have really gone too far this time. I think you'll agree. I mean, cheaper gasoline? How dare they? A couple of months back, we were deluged with politicians whining and grandstanding about imaginary gasoline price gouging. The Senate GOP even dragged the CEOs of major oil companies down to Washington to confront them with that traditional Republican grievance, how dare you make money? Let's hope that we can count on these defenders of the downtrodden to save us all. Colorado needs you. For real this time. This month, King Soopers and City Market, both owned by Kroger, were forced by a federal jury decision to cut out a program called Buy Groceries, Get Gas, which offered consumers modest savings on gasoline purchases. Two independent gasoline stations in Montrose brought the suit and were awarded $1.4 million in damages. The jury found the big stores had violated Colorado's Unfair Practices Act, illegally selling gas below cost. Yes, that's right. King Soopers, apparently some sort of a supermarket, was selling gasoline too cheap. And yes, you heard correctly, in America, that's illegal.
Well, in Colorado, it was illegal, but I don't think Colorado should be able to regulate whether or not I can sell a product below cost or not.
Well, Colorado's in America, and these laws are actually, there are similar laws on the books in other states. This is not
an unusual example.
Let's quickly review the old economics adage. Charge too much, and you're price gouging. Charge too little, and you're predatory pricing. Charge the same as your competitor, and then you're in collusion.
Yeah, you're fixing.
Many economists maintain that laws like the Unfair Practices Act are relics. Predatory pricing laws were intended to stop larger corporations from selling products below cost, then once the competition goes out of business, creating a monopoly. This never happens in reality. Predatory pricing is what you or I would typically refer to as competition and low prices. Coloradans should applaud when they hear those scary words coupled. We certainly know that we must monitor it because it is current law, and we monitor these laws all the time, explains the representative for King Soopers, who will appeal the decision. However, we do not agree with the way the law is being applied. The only winners in this case are a couple of gas station owners in Montrose and their lawyers, all of whom now will be rewarded handsomely for being unable to offer competitive prices to the consumers. So do you understand what happened here? A couple of gas stations in this particular area of Colorado spotted the low, low prices that these other stores were offering and filed a lawsuit.
Well,
they were handed $1.4 million.
It's a heck of a lot easier to take your competition to court than it is to compete with them on price.
Yeah, and actually drop your price and attract consumers the old-fashioned way.
The government should guarantee that I get a certain amount of money for what I sell.
By the way, it's absurd to suggest that, and the article rightly says this, it's absurd to suggest that these companies would be able to put their competitors out of business and then create a monopoly. Just because, even if that were true, even if they lowered their prices to the point where they broke the backs of these other companies and they did indeed go out of business, that would just mean that there would be another market opportunity for somebody else to jump into the game.
Yep.
And if they're really doing such brisk business, if they're so profitable and they're making so much money that they can afford to take a loss for that long, if they can take a loss for as long as it takes to actually destroy the other competing businesses, then that means that they're really serving their customers well. I mean, if they have that much profit, if they have that much in reserve to where they can just keep taking loss after loss after loss as they wait for the other company to go under, they really must have been serving their customers really well in order to make so much money.
That's essentially what Walmart was doing a couple of years ago to Kmart. Walmart dedicated millions of dollars, I don't know, to putting Kmart under. And they were going to do that by super discounting their prices.
Mm-hmm.
Kmart hasn't gone under. Thank goodness. There's still competition out there for Walmart. But
they did go bankrupt.
They did. And they managed to, the government pulled them out of that.
Did they? I guess that's what bankruptcy is. It's pulling them out of it.
I think that they gave them some money or something, too.
I don't know about that. I don't think
it
so.
It seems as though I recall that, but there are two instances where they had problems.
And well, anyway, the danger is not only that King Soopers and City Market will be forced to halt some of their discounts on gas, but that all grocery and big box retailers that sell gas in the state, places like Sam's Club, Walmart, and Costco, may have to stop. Quote, if it has become case law and other retailers will have to look at that and say, well, how cautious do we want to be? Others, obviously, have already discontinued similar programs. I'm not sure if more will follow. A few days after the verdict against King Soopers, the state's second-largest grocery chain, Safeway, also suspended one of its gas discount programs. I mean, this was a great program for people. But, you know, a lot of people have a tough time making ends meet in America today, and so the program essentially said, come on in here, buy some groceries, and we'll give you a ticket for a percentage off your gas, or, you know, $5 off your gas purchase, or X amount of gallons in free gas. Just buy your groceries here and then get some free gas. What's wrong with that? This is insane. I mean, it's insanity, Mark, that we live in this country, which is supposed to be all about freedom, and yet you can't even offer your customers a discount on your products.
You would think in America, where you're free, you'd be free to compete business-wise. I mean, that's what the country's founded on, capitalism. But this is not free market capitalism. This is trying to screw with markets. This is central planning. This is Soviet
Russia protectionism. Crap. It's protectionism for businesses that don't want to compete. Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, one of the nation's greatest champions of free markets and individual freedom, died last week. He once wrote that, quote, the invisible hand in politics operates in the opposite direction to the invisible hand in the market. Well, Democrats, who are about to control everything in Colorado, abolish the Unfair Practices Act and show us that politics can be about economic sense? Unlikely. Many Democrats are beholden to two special interest groups. Unions, which abhor box stores and couldn't care less about affordable prices, and trial lawyers. But who knows? Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised this session. And I happen to agree that you will probably not be presently surprised. In fact, you can probably count on the fact that the government will continue to uphold BAB laws like this and continue to enforce its way on individual business owners. Because if the consumers didn't like what they were being offered, then they would spurn these big box stores. They would say, well, you're being anti-competitive, and we want to protect the mom-and-pop gasoline store down this road. Even though they're charging 10 cents more a gallon, we're going to go shop there. The consumers could very easily make the decision to go and shop at the mom-and-pop gas store. But they're not, because price is what matters.
And when it comes to gas, people really do pick on price. I mean, there are some people that choose to go to the same gas station over and over again. I mean, Chevron's been able to sell its Techron thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, price is a big issue when it comes to gas.
What I want to know is there somebody out there listening tonight that actually agrees with this protectionist law? This law that says, no, 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 you can't sell gasoline below cost. No, 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 you can't give your customers discounts for buying groceries. Who could possibly agree with that? I would love to hear you defend it at 800-259-9231.
I think the one that's easiest to defend, or the one that people get most emotional about, is the, during a disaster, people selling, gouging on water and food and things like that. You know, when the hurricane came through Florida.
Okay. The opposite, then.
Yeah, the opposite. I think that's the easiest one for people to get on board with.
Oh, my God, they're selling water for $10 a gallon.
So don't buy it.
Yeah,
bring it. You know what? If somebody's selling water at $10 a gallon, that is a market opportunity for you to go out, get yourself a pallet of water, set it down on the side of the road, and price yours at $7 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And watch as your entire pallet of water sells out like lickety split.
Well, the reason that that it's a good thing for the market is, well, if they're selling it,
you mean so-called gouging.
The gouging, gouging is a good thing for the market, is because if they're forced to sell their water at a dollar, then they're going to sell out immediately. One person's going to come in and say, "I want all that water. My family needs to be well hydrated. Give me that pallet of water."
And then nobody gets water.
Then all the water's gone. That one person gets it all. It all goes away. Now when they price it at $10 or $20 a gallon, then that guy says, "Give me 2 gallons," and then everybody says, "Give me 2 gallons," and that's how it goes.
Do you disagree? 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll free line. Hour number 2 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.